Time now to join on the subject of questions, Diana O'Carroll, for this week's Question of the Week.
This week, to howl or not to howl?
Hello, my name is Sally and I'm located in Halifax in Yorkshire. My question is, when there is a new moon in England, is the moon in Australia the same, or because this country is on the other side of the world from us, is the moon either a day earlier or a day later quite full?
So is a werewolf in Australia a werewolf in the UK?
I'm Dominic Ford from the Department of Physics at the University of Cambridge. So one thing which often surprises people when they travel long distances is that the moon appears in different orientations from different places on the Earth. So, for example, from the UK, you might see a crescent moon on the left side of the moon, and then on the equator, you might see a sort of smiley face with the bottom of the moon illuminated. And then from Australia, you might see a crescent on the right-hand side. And that's because the Earth is curved, and so different people have a different sense of what direction is up, and the whole sky appears rotated. But although the moon can appear rotated, it tends to appear with the same phase, that is the same amount of the moon's disk is illuminated from any place on the Earth. And that comes down to where the moon's phases actually come from, which is the orbit of the moon about the Earth. So the moon orbits once every 29 days around the Earth, and at one point in the month, the moon will appear quite close to the sun, and we will see the back face, which isn't illuminated by the sun, and that's new moon when you can't see the illuminated disk of the moon. And 2 weeks later, when the moon's gone halfway around the Earth, we see the same side of the moon which is being illuminated by the sun, and we see a full moon. And so the simple answer is that the phases of the moon come down to the orbit of the moon about the Earth, not where you are on the Earth. And so you see it's exactly the same time wherever you are.
The moon should appear to be the same no matter where you are on the Earth, if slightly rotated. But surely that's too easy.
The slightly more complicated answer is that as you move around on the Earth, you're seeing an ever so slightly different face of the moon. Imagine that you're holding an orange in front of your face and you move your head a few centimetres from side to side. You see a little way around the left or the right side of the orange. And the same thing happens moving around on the Earth, but the moon's a very long way away. It's 400,000 kilometres away. The Earth is only 6,000 kilometres across. And so you can only see about 1 degree around either side of the moon. But that does mean that when one person sees the moon being totally illuminated, another person will see 1 degree around the unilluminated side of the moon. And so that leads to a difference of about an hour and a half in when people see the moon being completely full. You'd need a very good telescope to see that, and it would be a very challenging observation, but there is a very small difference there.
One vantage point might allow you to see a tiny bit of the moon which other people can't. Even the exact times of moon phases, given by calendars, are calculated as if one were standing right in the centre of the Earth with a 5,500-degree iron-nickel core around you. I don't think you'd see much of the night sky from there. On the forum, RD added that the moon rises at different times on opposite sides of the Earth, affecting when you could actually note what bits of the moon were visible. Next week is all about moving in the wrong direction.
Hi, I'm Carrie from St. Louis, Missouri in the United States, and I'd like to know why it feels weird to move backwards.
Why can travelling backwards on a train make some people feel a little bit queasy? Let us know what you think the answer is by emailing chris@thenakedscientists.com or by writing on the forum. And that's at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
So are you always fighting for a forward-facing seat on the train? Diana will be back with next week's Question of the Week to explain why going backwards can make you feel ill.
Does that happen to you?
Well, yes, I was going to say, I actually prefer sitting backwards. I don't know why, but I actually feel quite sick facing forwards.
So you are quite literally backwards in coming forwards.
Yeah, that's me.
I don't know, I purposefully actually sit the other way as well because it doesn't bother me and I tend to find that there are more seats free. And so you're less likely to get someone sitting next to you, so you can put your bag and things and arrange yourself more comfortably on the seats if you do that, because more people seem to prefer going in the direction that, you know, facing in the direction they're travelling in.
Yeah, I do find you get that sort of motion after effect as well. So when you've been sitting backwards on a train and you get off, everything seems to be coming towards you.
Luckily, I don't have that, but I do feel really rather giddy after a long aeroplane flight. Not very nice. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you very much to Claire Boyles, who has just tweeted at Naked Scientist that she thought it was a fascinating programme. Thank you, Claire. And thank you also to our wonderful production team, Mira Senthilingam, Ben Vowsler, Diana O'Carroll and Smita Mundasad, who helped set up this week's programme. And also to our guests, Andy Parton and Mira Stullen. Next week, we're in for a bit of a bumpy ride, actually, because we're taking the show down the line of turbulence. We'll hear how convection currents can be used to keep buildings cool, and also how actually creating some turbulence in a pipe can keep fluids flowing freely downstream. And that can save your company a lot of money. If you've got any comments or criticisms, as ever, please send them to chris@thenakedscientists.com. And until then, have a very nice week. Goodbye.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at thenakedscientists.com.